Zok de heilige Mishnah Vaitim and Sechtes Kalim, Perigil Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Kol, clay, all, Kalim. When we say Kalim over here, we mean wooden Kalim. Kalim made out of atzamais, out of bones, out of hide. When we say balibatim, we mean stam people. Shiur and the shear. When we say a shear here, we mean the shear of a hole. That if it has this large of a hole, it becomes tahar. It's considered a broken keli, as biramayim. If the hole is big enough, you can take a pomegranate out through it. If that's the case, the keli is tahar. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer, Reimer, the shear of the hole for these kelim to say that their tahar is b'mashehein, depending on what you use that particular keli for. For example, if you put figs into it, then the shear is figs coming out through the hole. And if you put olives into it, the shear is mitzi zayas, if an olive would come out. For that matter, kupais haganonim, special boxes that the gardeners have. These are wooden kalim. And they would put in the vegetable bundles straight from the garden. Shiur, and the shiur is baguda shel yarak. If there's a hole in it, where one of these vegetable bundles can come out through that hole, it's tahar. And here the Tanakama would be maida, says the Batanura. Here the Tanakama would also say the shiur is not the maitzi rima. Vaitra says the Mishnah, shel bali batim. The balabatim boxes, not the gardener boxes. What do balabatim do with the boxes? Generally, these types of boxes are used for bundles of straw. So therefore, the shear, to say if it has such a hole, its tar would be beteven, with a hole that you can take out bundles of straw from. Vaiter zakta mishnah shall balon in baskets of the people that work in the bathhouses. Big Gevava. So maybe you remember the word Gevava from Masechta Shabbos. Remember the third parent of Masechta Shabbos, Kira. A stove, Shesiku, that was heated. Bekash or Big Gevava. Straw and stubble. What's stubble? It's kinds of grasses that are left like in the soil even after you harvest everything. Whatever it is, these are used for fire fuel. You can't eat it. So the Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos tells us what the din is in regard to Shabbos when you heat the stove with this. The bathhouse attendance is to heat up the water with not necessarily straw, but stubble. They would actually mix it with zevel, dung of the animals. And for whatever reason, that worked to heat up the water. The balonin, they had these boxes, and this is where they kept their fire fuel in. So therefore, being that they kept gevava, the stubble, in these boxes, the shear, to say that if there's a hole big enough that something should fall out, is big gevava, if the gevava falls out. Rabbi Yeshua says, kulon b'remoinim, whether we're talking about the balabatim, whether we're talking about the gardeners, Rabbi Yeshua says there's one shear to say, such a size hole, it's no longer a keli, and that would be remoinim, pomegranates. So basically, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned any keli that becomes tameh, and afterwards it breaks, and it loses its tzura, and I can't use it for what I used it beforehand, it's tar. And by the way, same would be true, like we've discussed earlier, if the kelim break when they're tar, and something tummy touches the broken part, it won't become tummy. So what's the shear to say, this keli is now broken? So if we're talking about wooden kelim made out of bones that belong to balabatim, the shear is moitzi riman. I could take a pomegranate out of it. Rabbi Eliezer says, depends what you use it for. So if the gardeners use kelim for bundles of yarak, you have to be able to take out yarak from it. Balabatim use it for straw, so take out straw. The bathhouse attendants that heat up the water use it for stubble. The shear is if stubble would come out. And Rabbi Yeshua says, all the boxes, the shiras b'ramayinim, whether it belongs to the balabatim, or gardeners, or bathhouse attendants, doesn't make a difference. This is the shear. If a riman would come out, it's called a broken keli. So the Tana Kama holds all clay balibatim are tohar b'maytzi riman. But workers' kelim, depends on what they use it for. Rabbi Eliezer holds all kelim become tohar depending on what you use it for. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, all kelim become tohar with this shear of maytzi riman of a pomegranate coming out. You know, this is negay in many other things as well. For example, let's say a keli has a hole, and you want to use it for netilas yadayim. You would also want to know, does this hole make it that it's no longer a keli? Or let's say a mikveh. The water of a mikveh can't be in a keli, if not it becomes shu'uvin. So I would have to know what type of a hole would allow for us to say the mikveh is kasha, because this is not called a keli. It has a hole in it. Not going to answer these shailas for you. You have to learn the halachas. Far more complicated. But just to give you a general idea that in halacha, many, many instances where we want to know the difference of something being a keli or something being broken.